Where do we find hope when it seems far away? Dr. Rosalind Lewis Tompkins is the founder and president of Mothers in Crisis, and she's known as a hopeologist. She inspires hope through her writing, including her latest book. It's called God's Way, A Lifelong Journey to Everlasting Peace and Joy. Dr. Tompkins, good morning.
Good morning. I am so excited. As I said earlier, I'm so excited about being with you in Canada. I can't wait to actually come back.
Rosalind, it seems like we need hope more than ever before. Would you agree?
Yes, yes. Hope is definitely needed. But one thing about hope that I love, and especially as a hopeologist, that's my licensed trademark, hopeologist. And what I love about it is that hope is future oriented. So even though things may be where they are now, whenever we embrace hope and we take this hope that we're talking about and we begin to become more hopeful ourselves and then spread it with others, we have hope for the future, are going to get better.
Amen. Well, Dr. Tompkins, what led you to write this book? Where have you found hope that you wanted to share so much in this book?
I wrote the book because I feel like all across the globe, God gets a bad rap. And people don't really know. I say, let me introduce you to my big friend, God. And I took the time to go through the scriptures and some of the characteristics about God, as well as from my personal relationship with him and my walk with him for these past 40 years. I started out, I was addicted to drugs and alcohol for 12 years of my young life. Mm. And it was through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that I was delivered. And that began a whole new journey. And after several decades, I just felt compelled, especially for those who are just starting out on their journey, and also for those who want to go a little deeper. Maybe they've been walking with the Lord and they say, well, I know that there's even more. So in God's way, it helps you to draw closer to God. And if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you.
Well, Dr. Tompkins, if you feel comfortable, can you give us some more specifics of what you went through on your journey?
I started off, as I said, in addiction. And I started using drugs when I was 12 years old. And it progressed from marijuana to other types of drugs all the way up to crack cocaine by the time I was 24 years old. And I went through a whole lot. I call it the hellhole of addiction. And it was from that place that I was able to grab hold of the rope of hope that was extended to me through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hmm. And as I received that hope within myself, it helped me to be lifted from that place of darkness. And I can say that today, over almost 40 years later of being drug and alcohol free, that this hope has been a source of force that has kept me, because once I received it, I started Mothers in Crisis back in 1991, and we're celebrating 35 years this year. And I was able to share my testimony of hope during a time when the nation was in crisis because of crack cocaine. It was just so much that was going on. And here I was, I'm like, as long as there's breath in your body, there is hope. You can make it. And over an 18-year period, we were able to impact the lives of tens of thousands of families who came out of that darkness into the light. And whenever Mothers in Crisis, we turned 25 in 2016, we decided, okay, well, what do we want to do from here? Because it was no longer about the direct services and everything. And then we realized that it was this force of hope. Hope is what we wanted to now focus in on and spread, not just here in the United States of America, but across the globe, because people need hope. And hope is such a powerful force, is often overlooked. But we can't even have faith without having hope, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Mm. So this hope that we're talking about is not just positive thinking or Pollyannish, thinking. It is a living hope that we know is Jesus Christ. Mm. And once you grab hold of that hope, it's able to lift you from wherever you've fallen.
Her book is called God's Way, A Lifelong Journey to Everlasting Peace and Joy. Dr. Rosalind Lewis-Tompkins, thanks for being with us.
So wonderful to be here. Thank you, Todd.